ICE arrests often happen in a flash, but the repercussions last long after someone is whisked away. I spoke with a family struggling without their husband and father, and community members left stunned and afraid. The family agreed to speak with me on the condition I don't use their last names. I'm Toby Cox. This is WHRO News. Jordy hasn't been home in 3 months. His wife, Jessica, misses him. So does their son. The child's asthma is getting worse with more frequent attacks, something Jessica can't help but connect to the stress of his father's absence. And the truth is difficult to explain to a 3-year-old. Jessica assures him Jordy will be home soon, but that's unlikely. The boy's father is undocumented. His wife says Jordy doesn't have a criminal record, but he's now in a jail in Farmville, and Jessica has no idea when or if he'll be released. Elena Moreno owns Limpiera Tienda Latina in Norfolk. She says the day Jordy was arrested started like any other. The early lunch crowd was trickling in when Jordy threw open the door and bolted inside. Moreno says he's a regular customer. Hours earlier, he was in there buying a snack. This time, he was sprinting from ICE agents wearing masks. When the agents came running in, she says she feared for her life. Jordy darted through the kitchen out the back door. Customers hid behind boxes and shelves. Employees scrambled out of the way. By the time Moreno got there, 4 men were kneeling on Jordy, pressing him face first into the dirt. He cried out in pain. Moreno recorded the encounter on her phone, begging them to stop before they killed him.
Ay, lo van a matar. Dios mío. Lo van a matar. Suéltenlo. Suéltenlo. Ay, lo van a matar. Señor bendito. Ay, no. Dios mío, ¿qué les pasa? Por Dios. No hagan esto. No.
Then the ICE agents were gone. So was Jordy. The whole thing lasted just 8 minutes, but the toll of these ICE arrests persists. First comes the emotional stress, then the financial strain. Jessica's household went from 2 incomes to 1. She has to pay for childcare now since Jordy isn't there to watch their son when she goes to work.
La leche, los pampers, la babysitter.
She reels off everything she has to pay for. Diapers, rent, electricity. Insurance won't cover some of their son's asthma medication, and she can't afford it out of pocket. Legal fees also are adding up. Jessica has already spent $15,000 on Jordy's defense, with no signs his case will be heard anytime soon. She's borrowing money from family to stay afloat. Immigration enforcement isn't new, but the scale and nature of these arrests are. Graham Blair with the National Deportation Data Project says ICE arrests used to be mostly at the border.
What the Trump administration has done is to really expand a particular kind of arrest in the interior. So these are raids at Home Depots and in neighborhoods and at people's businesses.
Hampton Roads saw 16 times more ICE arrests in 2025 than the year before. The majority of those arrested were not convicted criminals. Blair says people across the country are scared to go outside, to their jobs, doctors, and schools.
I think we're going to be learning for a long time about all the different kinds of impacts from economic to mental health to education.
Moreno says fewer people are coming into Hispanic stores where they might be targets. Business is slow, and she worries she'll be targeted by ICE even though she's a U.S. citizen. She says she's never lived like this, always on edge, even at home. Patricia Bracknell leads the Chamber of Hispanic Progress in Hampton Roads. She sits with Moreno in the Latin store watching the video of Jordy's arrest. Bracknell says Jordy is undocumented, but he's not a criminal. She wonders how long it will take for people to process the trauma ICE is causing. Jessica says she talks to Jordy every few days. The healing will only start when her family is all together again. Until then, she says she can only pray for strength. Toby Cox, WHRO News.